find out where the bill.
Right on. Go straight to DOT.
Yeah, but how about first on amendment?
Call the House Rules Committee to order.
I'll put your name.
The date is April 17th. The place is resources. The time is 8:35. We're on, right on schedule. And people in attendance are Speaker Hayes, Representative Phillips, Representative Liska. People absent are Miller,
Fisher,
and Ramona Barnes. And the subject before us today is House Bill 558, local service roads and trails. And I'll entertain a motion to adopt the committee substitute memo. Okay? You want to make it? Cool.
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of the committee substitute.
Unanimous consent?
Yes, consent.
Hearing no objection, the Rules Committee substitute for House Bill 558 is before us. And this morning we have Mr. Charles Carrillo from DOT that I think will give us a fast rundown on the amendment. Mr. Carrillo. Yeah.
I've been through this before, yes, Jerry. Is there right. a real difference between the two versions?
No, the only thing is that it was an oversight on my end, by me, really, is that that little version there on the tail end,
yeah,
primary urban and interstate, it was just.
Yeah,
it was an oversight before.
Could you just identify yourself and make your pitch?
Okay, I'm Charles Carrillo, Local Service Roads and Trails Administrator for the DOT. These changes that we've got in the program is just to make the program operate a whole lot easier. The number one thing there, I presume that everybody's concerned or understands the allocation districts as chopped up as they were under the five highway districts back in 71, which was a carryover. Every time there was an appropriation and there was any district changes, there was a lot of chopping to the pie by the time you get it distributed. Now it's going to be a coincident with the DOT regional boundaries for each region of the three regions. The second thing there was on the clarification. Let's see. We've met so many different times on this thing. I believe the next most important thing was the change in first-class city status. Well, basically, the first-class city was made like us to be handled the same as a home rule city, strictly on the basis of Senator Don Gilman brought up back in, I think it was 1980. And when I explained to him what the ramifications would be on the program, he went along with knocking it out, retracting it. But it was that kind of like the 11th hour, and it never got changed. And since we were on the direction to phase out the program about that time, there was no sense of us to work on it.
Mr. Carrillo, would you zero in on page 3, lines 14 and 15. I think that's what we're here
okay.
this morning, just the amendment.
All right, that 700 vehicles?
Yes.
The urban
clarification of definition of the three types of federal designated route. That's what the amendment addresses. That's not right? That's the only thing we're
okay, those
looking
two
at this morning.
Primary was in there before, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the defining the primary, urban, and interstate, that was an oversight from a while back. First off, primary was interjected there because it was an oversight because it did say approved federal aid highway system. Well, since it was allowed to use LSR&T funds on the secondary route, this just got an oversight before. And then with the addition of the urban and interstate, we do have those four definitions of a state highway, which is primary, secondary, urban, and interstate. So to eliminate everything but secondary, that's the reason for that.
So this excludes the three types of federal designated routes and
right.
makes this more manageable.
Well, it meets the other criteria. Okay. We probably won't have any roads on any of those anyway because of the 750 vehicles per day. Because that just kind of breaks between a primary, well, let's say it breaks between low-class highways and high-class highways.
Well, haven't monies in urban areas been spent? And this takes the local roads and trails out of having a road or trail in an urban situation. Isn't that
well, correct? We have never spent, but that was one of the things we always did, because urban, in a sense, meant the same as a primary highway, as far as we were concerned. But subsequently, we came out with interstate highways. So now that we have another definition of a highway, it should be excluded, because interstate, urban, and primary are high-class highways.
Yeah, and there's a definite difference, because in a federal-funded highway, you've got a lot of more regulations to adhere to than you have in roads and trail, correct?
Well, true.
You've either got to put a sign up, travel at your own risk and not spend any money on it.
Initially, the program would not allow any LSR&T projects on federal aid type roads.
Are there any questions of Mr. Carrillo? Let the record reflect that Miller Juno is here and Representative Tisher is here. Speaker Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Rules Committee substitute for House Bill 558 be moved from the Rules Committee with individual recommendations.
All in favor? Huh? All in favor? It's unanimous. Moved. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Carrillo.
I just want to look at the number here. 558.